This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Local news is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On Saturday, February 14th at 7 p.m., the Minocqua Police Department responded to a vehicle versus pedestrian crash in the area of South Highway 70 and Coolish Road. It was reported that a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle near this intersection. Upon arrival, officers located a male subject with injuries. It was discovered that the injured subject pulled his vehicle to the side of the road to retrieve some items from the roadway. When he was out of his vehicle, he was struck by another vehicle, causing his injuries. The driver of the other vehicle remained on scene and is cooperating with the investigation. The injured subject was transported to Howard Young Medical Center and was transported by medical helicopter for further treatment. South 70 was closed for approximately 30 minutes as a result of this crash, and the injured subject is a 67-year-old male party from Minocqua. The Minocqua Police Department was assisted by the Woodruff Police Department, Minocqua Fire Department, Oneida County Ambulance Service, and Wisconsin State Patrol. Wednesday, February 25th, from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30, there's a Bring Your Own Book Club over at the Phillips Public Library. Have you read something that you're excited to tell others about? Or maybe you enjoy hearing others review the books that they've read? Perhaps you're just looking for ideas on what to read. Well, you can join this book club that doesn't require you to read certain titles. You can read anything you want. If you aren't currently reading a specific title, you can share a favorite book you've read, or just listen and get ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, February 25th, from 12:30 to 1:30, over at the Phillips Public Library. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a pair of bills aimed at expanding protections and financial opportunities for renters in Wisconsin. Here's James Kelly with more.
The proposed bills were introduced by State Representative Lee Snodgrass and State Senator Dora Drake. They say they're hoping to increase fairness in the housing market for renting families and share some of the benefits of home ownership with them. One of the proposed bills would require most residential landlords to offer tenants the option to have their positive rental payment history shared with consumer reporting agencies each year to build credit. Participation would be voluntary with capped fees, and smaller landlords with tenants who receive government assistance could be exempt. The other would prohibit landlords from requiring prospective tenants to share their credit reports in favor of alternative methods to ensure they can pay rent, like proof of income or rental history.
With warmer temperatures, it's important to be careful if you're out on the ice. Remember, don't go alone and bring a phone with you or some method of reliable contact. And make sure someone knows where you are and when you're expected to return. Remember, giving somebody even a general location could be the difference between a tragedy and a successful rescue if something does go wrong. You can find more ice safety tips at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, February 24th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., it's tea with the Friends of the Phillips Public Library. You're invited to warm your winter evening with a cup of tea at the library, where members of the Friends of the Library group will be in the community room with tea and treats. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, February 24th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., over at the Phillips Public Library. Governor Tony Evers has given his final State of the State address. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
It's the end of an Evers era. Governor Tony Evers delivered his eighth and final State of the State address Tuesday night. In it, he called out lawmakers itching to hit the campaign trail, saying there's still work to be done in Madison.
Folks, I know many of you are up for the election, but here's the deal. After years of delivering historic bipartisan wins for our state, Wisconsinites have high expectations for the work we can do together over the next 10 months, and they should. Just look at what we've accomplished over the last 7 years.
During his administration, Evers signed more than 800 bills, with more than 97% passing with bipartisan support. He touted bills to improve the justice system, expanded tax credits lowering the cost of child care, and Medicaid coverage for telehealth services.
We've also managed to do all of this important work while still saving where we could and paying down our state's debt. We've saved taxpayers over $600 million by paying off about $3 billion of our state's debt.
He continued,
after 30 consecutive years of our state's checking account running a deficit, we've ended every full fiscal year. I've been governor with a positive balance.
Evers says bipartisan efforts to cut taxes will result in more than $2 billion in tax relief annually.
Wisconsin is as purple as ever. But we've shown we can put politics aside and work together to get good things done. Compared to all the chaos, dysfunction, and recklessness in Washington, D.C., here in Wisconsin, we've worked to lead by example. And a big part of that is the fact that today lawmakers are elected under fair maps I signed into law.
Evers announced he's calling a special session of the legislature this spring to take up a constitutional amendment to ban partisan gerrymandering in Wisconsin.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Local News right here on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Ahead of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, the Democratic senator from Wisconsin called out damage done to Medicaid, health care, and thousands of Wisconsinites. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin highlighted the financial and emotional ramifications of the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Kim Frederick, a Wisconsin mother to a child with Down syndrome, said the cuts to Medicaid could impact her son's care. And she's already seen her costs increase.
Because we own a small business, we also have our insurance through the Affordable Care Act, and we lost our enhanced premium tax credits, which caused our health insurance to more than double.
Baldwin said an estimated 250,000 Wisconsinites will lose Medicaid coverage as a result of Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. She added that rural health care services are in danger.
Many of our rural hospitals are already operating in the red. And these cuts mean that we'll see some hospitals close.
Baldwin vowed to keep applying pressure to restore the cuts in services made by the Trump administration. Frederick attended the State of the Union address last night in Washington, D.C. as a guest of Senator Baldwin. The fight over Wisconsin's voter data continues, and both national parties are getting involved. The U.S. Justice Department is suing to obtain full access to Wisconsin's voter rolls, saying it needs the data to verify compliance with election laws. Democrats filed a motion arguing that the request could expose private information on more than a million voters. Republicans say the state should cooperate if it has nothing to hide. The Wisconsin Elections Committee has refused to release the data, setting up the court battle. A group of students, parents, educators, school districts, and advocacy groups from across Wisconsin have filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin State Legislature and the Joint Committee on Finance for failing to adequately fund public schools. Tanya Kutlowski is the superintendent of Nisida Area School District, which is one of the plaintiffs. She said state funding has not kept up with the needs of students.
Over the past decade, we have been underfunded in special education by over $13 million just in 10 years. Our local referendum, some would argue or could argue, has been 100% funding that mandated legal constitutional obligation.
State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley responded to the court challenge in a press release saying, quote, "Our current funding formula is not working. Some districts thrive, others struggle to meet basic needs. Opportunity should not depend on geography, but too often it does," end quote. Of the 19 plaintiffs, five of them are school districts in Wisconsin. The Adams Friendship Area School District, School District of Beloit, Eau Claire Area School District, Green Bay Area Public School District, and Nisida Area School District. Wisconsin joins the list of states seeing lawsuits over school funding in recent years. The case was filed in Eau Claire County Circuit Court Monday night. The next step is for the court to assign a judge. Then the defendants, the Joint Committee on Finance, and Wisconsin State Legislature have 45 days to respond. The case could eventually end up before the liberal-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court. There's a danger to your vehicle on Wisconsin roads, and it's not other drivers. Joanne Krulatz explains.
You might not see it, but something on winter roads could be slowly destroying your vehicle. Road salt applied to improve traction on icy roads can also accelerate rust on your vehicle's undercarriage. Rust can weaken structural parts, brake lines, and suspension systems while also discoloring or chipping paint. Routine washing is an inexpensive way to prevent damage and avoid costly repairs. Electric vehicles face unique risks because battery packs, cooling lines, and electronics sit low in the chassis and are more sensitive to corrosion. High voltage connectors, charging ports, and aluminum battery housings can degrade faster than similar components on gas-powered vehicles. To prevent salt damage on your vehicle, wash it regularly, at least every 2 weeks or more often after driving on heavily salted roads. Prioritize the undercarriage. Use car washes and underbody sprays. Rinse first, flush off loose salt before washing to protect the paint, and apply wax. A fresh coat before winter helps shield paint from salt and moisture. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in the Badger State have fallen about 3.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.52 a gallon. That's according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the national average price of gasoline has risen 1.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, who is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said crude oil trades are high, driven by escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Badgers and the Ducks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Eugene tonight to take on the Oregon Ducks. At 10-17, Oregon has had a difficult season, but they just upset USC 71-70. Marquette beat Georgetown 76-60. Nigel James led the Golden Eagles with 20 points and 6 assists. NBA, the Bucks on top, 128-117 over the Miami Heat. Doc Rivers says the Bucks finally seem to be headed in the right direction.
Tonight, there were stretches where we could have gave in and we didn't. So I told him that after the game. I said, that's a gut kind of win for us. It was a good win.
And at the NFL Scouting Combine, Brian Gutekunst says the Packers were sorry to see special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia leave Green Bay.
Losing him is tough just because of what he brought to our football team. I think he had some other opportunities that he was looking at. Really good coach, and wherever he ends up, that place is going to be better for it.
That's Brian Gutekunst from Indianapolis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 17 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 1 above tomorrow. A few flurries in the morning, then a peak or two of sunshine with a high in the low to mid-30s. Friday, sunshine, mid-40s. It's going to get a lot colder for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.